It was announced recently that the 25th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference was moved to a virtual format online, in effect canceling the in-person attendance. Joining Farmcast Radio and the Colorado Ag News Network at this time to discuss the decision and to detail the one-day celebration coming up January 26th is the organization's director, Steve Swoffer. Steve, welcome inside the barn. And before we get into that, tell our listeners more about the history of No-Till on the Plains.
Well, good morning, Brian and everyone. No-Till on the Plains is a 25-year-old organization founded by a group of farmers and conservationists in Kansas who were really seeking more information and technical support to reduce the erosion on their farms. And they discovered no-till farming methods and really embraced that idea and came to the conclusion that there were others out there in Kansas, but across the High Plains and Great Plains region that could really use this information. And so the organization was formed to basically educate farmers about the opportunities and the techniques of no-till and now soil health farming.
So what's your background and what led you to become the director of No-Till on the Plains?
Well, I have agriculture in my younger days. My grandparents owned a primarily wheat and livestock farm in north central Oklahoma, and I spent many summers and weekends working on that farm. Prior to coming to No-Till on the Plains, I spent 13 years working for the Kansas Farm Bureau in their policy and natural resources arena. And that's where I first started educating myself about some of these techniques and attended the No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference when it was in Salina, Kansas, and really got intrigued and caught up in the excitement of the changes and the soil improvements that could be made with no-till farming techniques. And so when the job opened up and I looked at the opportunity that it might bring to me, I felt like it was a really good fit. And so a little bit over 7 years ago, I assumed the duties of this executive director job.
So why is no-till and other farming conservation practices more important now than ever?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons there, Brian, but conservation of the soil is the number one thing, keeping that soil from moving, whether it be from wind or water. That's really something we started attacking as a society back from the dirty 30s. And as we have understood more about how soil moves and the management techniques that can be used to limit that movement of the soil, we've really advanced in understanding really tillage is what creates the opportunity for the soil to move. It breaks the aggregation within the soil. And so by reducing tillage or eliminating tillage, we're really keeping that soil in place. And then the other application of soil health practices, which can help create the aggregation in that soil, are only going to make that soil system even stronger. So as consumers, as environmental advocates, as conservationists, we are all interested in how the soil behaves and the capacities of the soil. And so really, the entirety of society is beginning to look at soil completely differently, even as recently as 10 years ago.
Steve Swoffer, director of the No-Till in the Plains, is my guest here inside the barn. You know, in our region of northeastern Colorado, 2020 wasn't very moisture beneficial. Let's put it that way. We had from October 19 through October 2020, about 5.19 inches of rainfall or moisture, I should say. That included snow, which wasn't much. How about down in your region?
We've had parts of Kansas that have had average rainfall, but much of the growing season was deficient. We had lots of soybeans that didn't produce like the expectations were there. The wheat crop was pretty good, but you know, that's about the time that the tap got turned off, was right around wheat harvest. And really the fall crops didn't get the expected rainfall. And so it certainly wasn't failure, certainly wasn't the lack of moisture like you guys experienced in Northeast Colorado. But we are in a deficiency, particularly during those critical times for our crops to grow.
Well, thankfully, from our family's perspective, at least we're no-till now, even though we did have a lot of wheat stem softline damage, and we do have some native pasture that's even blowing. It's been so dry. But boy, moving from conventional tillage to reduced tillage and then to no-till really has been a benefit for our family. Now let's discuss the decision as to why the board decided to move from the in-person conference to a one-day online platform, the 25th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference. Why was that decision made exactly? I'm sure COVID had something to do with it.
Yeah, that's a big piece of it, Brian. I mean, we are subject to the rules that the facilities that we plan to host events in are subject to themselves. And so despite some of our best intentions that we want to create these one-on-one opportunities, the networking opportunities that the attendees of our conference value so much, it just simply was not going to be logistically possible. And when you can only have 25 people in a room, it just makes it real difficult for that to be a very wide network. We planned this event so that it could be moved to a virtual conference if necessary, but we really held out just as long as we could, hoping things would improve, but it just hasn't fallen that way. And so we'll look forward to something later in the year where we can really have an in-person celebration. But in lieu of that, we brought what we think is an awfully good program to be viewed virtually and can be viewed over the next year as well.
So what's on the agenda and who are the presenters for that one-day celebration on January 26th?
Well, Brian, we've got three speakers set up for the 26th. Our opening speaker is Darren Qualman. Darren is a native of Saskatchewan, Canada. Darren has been examining data sets and looking at the transformational impacts of industry, and the modernization of technology across a wide spectrum of industries. But because he comes from an agricultural background, he's really focused some of his most recent writings on agriculture. And the name of the title of the book is Civilization Critical. And I would encourage people to go take a look at what that book is going to really expose, and some of the industries that have really, outside of agriculture, had enormous impacts on how agriculture does business. And the two biggies are transportation and energy. So Darren will open up our conference and try to get people to think about how agriculture has been transformed and how it can be transformed in the future. The practical application of our conference is always farmers talking to farmers. And so we have Chris Teachout from Shenandoah, Iowa, who's going to share the story of his farm across the last 20 years as he's gone from what we know as conventional tillage agriculture now to a soil health-based system. Chris is blessed more so than you are in Northeast Colorado with moisture. He's in Iowa, so he has the opportunity to do some different things than you would in Northeast Colorado. But he's going to share the experiences and what he's seen happen in his soil over the last 20 years. And then for the afternoon, we have John Kempf. John is an educator and owner of Advancing Eco Agriculture. And John's going to share some of the things that he has learned about plant nutrient dynamics and really looking at some of the critical time periods when a plant is in need of both our big nutrients, the N and P and K, but also some of the micronutrients and the opportunities that producers may have by knowing what those levels of micros are in their plants at some of these more critical times. So John will have the most of the afternoon. And then to wrap up the day, we'll have a panel with all three of those speakers. And that panel is going to be moderated by Dr. Dwayne Beck from the Dakota Lakes Research Farm up in South Dakota. So we think we've got a great day planned for folks.
Well, it sure sounds like it. I remember seeing Dr. Dwayne Beck, I don't know, several times, but the first time I was had the opportunity to listen to him was at a No-Till on the Plains event in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, some 16 years ago, I think. And he was one of the guest presenters, and my mind was blown by Dr. Beck and what he's done up there at his research farm. So why should folks attend online? And then what's the registration details and deadline to do so?
Sure. We think that you know, no-till on the plains has always been leading in transforming the way producers think. And that's no different than what we plan to do this year. Maybe a little less of the exactly how you do it this time around, but more the why you should be making and thinking about making some of these changes to soil health that includes minimizing that tillage or getting rid of tillage and keeping a growing root and adding crop diversity and livestock integration. So really this is an opportunity for you to open your mind to some possibilities. We will have the availability for question and answer. It's more limited than we were used to, but there'll be an opportunity for folks to interact with one another during question and answer sessions. The details for registration are on our website, www.notill.org. We will have registration clear up until January 26th. So you probably need to get registered before midnight on January 26th, but we want as many people to be able to take advantage of the opportunity on that day as possible. If you don't get a chance to join us on January 26th, you can still get access to all of the recordings that are going to be made that day. Again, it's notill.org, and the registration price is $125.
Now, I understand that No-Till on the Plains has sponsorships available, or even folks can make a donation to help your guys' mission, right?
You bet. Our annual conference has sponsors every year, and we simply can't do it without our sponsors. And I'll quickly name our sponsors for this year. We have Exapta Solutions, Green Cover Seed, Advancing Eco Agriculture, Upfield, General Mills, the Kansas Soybean Commission, and the Kansas Department of Agriculture. If folks are compelled to make a donation because they like what we do, they like the message, they like the education, we have the opportunity for donations directly on our website, which is, again, notill.org.
Anything else you'd like to mention that we might have missed or some final thoughts?
Yeah, I guess what I'd like folks to come away with is that the soil health principles, four or five, depending on how you categorize them, are things that can be done in any environment. The application of those principles on an individual farm is, of course, different depending on your soil types, your moisture, your availability of a growing season length. All of those things determine how you're going to apply those principles on your farm. But we really believe that this set of principles can be utilized anywhere in the world in growing crops. And so as people think about joining our conference, we want them to understand we're not going to give you how to do it exactly on your farm, but we're going to give you the principles of application to now figure out the specifics on your own farm.
Thanks to my guest, Steve Swaffer, director of the No-Till on the Plains. Very much appreciated. Hope lots of folks make the decision to attend online the 25th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 26th, to get registered. Or to learn more about the conference, including agenda or speakers, visit notill.org or simply call 785-210-4549. Thanks again, Steve. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Brian.